wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
Your search is rewarded. I am that preacher.
I don't like to think of that. Who is speaking, please? Asked the preacher. I'm a pretty good fella, but I'm no Christian. I'm not on for being born again, as they call it. And when it comes to repenting of my sins, just like I was a groveling wretch that needed God's mercy, not me. And then for me to make a complete surrender to Jesus Christ to be my Lord, for me to reverence and obey him, and for me to put all my faith for this life and the life beyond in him as my Savior, just like I was helpless and lost, I say no. Count me out, if that is Christianity. But what is it that you don't like to think of? You talk so self-satisfied. Just what is it that so troubles you? Asked the preacher. I don't like to think of dying. And I've heard that Jesus said ye shall die in your sins. If I could just end my life here and bypass such a death, I would not feel so bad. And is there anything else that you are annoyed about? I would say so. That same Jesus said of those who die in their sins that they go to hell and as a fire where they cry, I'm tormented in this flame. What is there to like about that? I wish I could find a preacher who could show me how I could bypass such a death and how I would never go to hellfire without being a Christian. Your search is rewarded, for I am that preacher, and I will show you the way you may never die that awful death that will plunge you into hellfire. But you mean that I'll have to become a Christian. I don't want that. No, I mean that without you being saved by Jesus Christ, still you shall never die in your sins, nor enter the fires of hell. Now listen to me carefully. The preacher continues, the Bible does teach us that the great masses of people end their earthly history by each one dying in his or her sins, and it insists that all such Christ rejectors will immediately go to hell, and it's an awful furnace of fire where people are so conscious they remember, they see, they speak, and they cry for mercy as they confess, I am tormented in this flame. And that is not all. The Bible reveals that one day their souls and spirits shall come out of hell, Hades, and enter their bodies, resurrected from their graves, and thus shall they be at the great white throne of Jesus Christ, the judge of all men, as he, with his eyes a flame of fire, reveals the fury of the wrath of Almighty God. Thus they must face the records of their wicked deeds and answer for their every sin, as God shows why he labeled them wicked and called upon them to turn from their evil ways. And they shall also be judged for what they did not do. God commanded them to repent, but they ignored his insistent demand. God called on them to receive his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, as their own Lord and Savior, but they would not come unto him that they might have life. Therefore, in their sins and for their sins, they shall be cast into that lake of fire, Gehenna, the fire that never shall be quenched, and where their consciousness is likewise eternal. This will be the threefold experience of the multitude going down that broad road to everlasting destruction. First, to die in their sins. Second, to go to hell while their bodies are in the graves of earth. And third, to be cast in their bodies into the lake of fire forever. Now let me tell you of one, two, and three experiences of those who through faith in Jesus Christ are traveling that narrow road of life. First, they too shall die, but not in their sins. But these die in the Lord. Second, at death, their spirits and souls go to be with Christ in paradise, while their bodies go to the same graveyard with the lost. Third, then one day their Lord Jesus Christ will come again, bringing from heaven the spirits of his saints. At his word, come forth. Their bodies shall come from the lands, the seas, the airs of earth, their very bodies, yet changed into a Christ likeness and adopted for their heavenly home. Thus they shall ascend with their Lord back into heaven to be forever in God's presence to behold the glory of the one in whom all their faith is found, Jesus Christ the Lord. Now, keeping these 1, 2, and 3 experiences of the travelers on both roads clearly in our minds, we shall see some of those who travel the narrow road who shall not experience 1 and 2, for they shall never die, and their bodies shall never be buried. But while they live for Jesus on this earth, the Lord Jesus shall come again, as he promised, and in a moment, without dying and apart from any casket, they shall be translated into his presence at his coming, as he calls them, "Come away, my redeemed people." Thus, one moment they are living men and women on earth, and the next moment they shall be in heaven in their immortal bodies to sing the heavenly anthem unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Thus, without dying and never being disembodied, they shall be translated into heaven forever. Hold it there. I'm not talking about Christians. I want a preacher to show me how one who is not a Christian can escape dying in his sins and going into hell. The preacher continues, "That's just what I'm coming to. That same event, the coming again of Jesus Christ, that caused some of his redeemed people to neither die nor become disembodied, it shall also cause some Christ rejectors to bypass both death and bypass their souls going into hell, Hades. Here is what will happen to them. At the coming of Christ, they shall first be filled with fear, for they had heard about Christ coming again, and now it has happened, and their Christian relatives have gone. In desperate earnestness, they shall beg God to open the door of salvation to them, only to hear that that door is shut to them forever. Then bitterness shall bristle in their rebellious bosoms. They are just keyed up for what is happening on the earth, for Satan will have brought forth his Antichrist and is calling for followers and for captains for his forces. Christ is the truth. The Antichrist is the lie. God shall send strong delusions on those who rejected the truth, and they shall become so defiant of God and his Christ, they shall make captains in the army of the devil. In all past history, those who had known the Bible truths and rejected them have made the strongest infidels as they mock the claims of Jesus Christ. Then when Satan's kingdom is going over big, suddenly the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. Before him shall come that Christ rejecter and captain in the devil's army to hear his verdict and eternally final decree, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels, and all such shall go away into everlasting punishment." So you can see that they never die in their sins, and second, they never go into hell, Hades, nor do their bodies go into the graves of earth. One day they're in their bodies on earth, and the next day in those very bodies in which they lived in their God-defiant sins, they must meet the wrath of God in judgment, and with bodies, souls, and spirits never separated, they shall go into the everlasting fire, Gehenna, to be in the company of Satan, whom they chose instead of Jesus Christ. So I have now shown you how you may escape your two most dreaded experiences, 1 and 2. Christians pray for their Lord to come and take them home to glory without their dying. Do you want to pray that Jesus will come so you will not die? For you to escape dying would be like taking a non-stop express to God's judgment into the lake of fire. Would you want to hurry your trip to that awful judgment? This preacher believes that people would beg to be left in hellfire instead of facing that judge at his great white throne. That is why Jesus Christ warned most solemnly of people in their bodies, with their hands, feet, and eyes, being cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, Gehenna. That is the express route. no dying, and no hell, no Hades, as a stopover. Is there anything to be desired in that? So now I have fulfilled my assignment, but I fear that instead of relieving you of your I don't like to think of that problem, I have set before you a far greater dilemma. You certainly have, preacher. To hear all this, I just wish I had never been born. But since I have been born, I wish my body could be cremated and they could burn up my soul and spirit with it so I would never exist. Since I have granted your request, allow me to give you my earnest counsel. You despise being born again. Why, that would make you a child of God with heaven as your eternal home. You turn down Jesus Christ, and he is our only hope, our Savior. Without him, we are all lost forever. His blood can so cleanse you from your sins that you shall never die in your sins. And instead of the dread of going to hellfire, his blood will open the gates of heaven to you. And you dislike yielding and surrendering to Jesus Christ as your Lord to obey him. See how you, by being your own boss, are destroying yourself, and by linking up with the devil, he's making a fool and a slave of you. But in Jesus Christ as your Lord, you would find a blessed master, tender in his grace, and as a mighty God, he's all-sufficient for your every problem in your life here and hereafter. And when where you fouled up was when you met God's command to repent of your wicked sins, and you tried to make out you were so good. Did you convince God you were so wonderful? And your relatives and neighbors too? And did you get your conscience to agree with your self-righteousness? You know you're a wicked sinner. Why not repent of your sins and seek God's mercy? You need it. Listen, as I give you this, preachers 1, 2, and 3. 1, don't meet God in his judgment and you in your sins repent of them. 2, don't live and die without Christ, without God, and having no hope, but get on your knees in repentance and confessing your sins, seeking God's mercy, and receive Jesus Christ as your own Lord and Savior. 3, do it now, right now. Then your irritating problem about dying and going to hell will all vanish, and you'll sing, oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. I have now fulfilled my ministry in both meeting your challenge and delivering God's message. So now I must go and leave you to get alone with the living God, to have that personal, that face-to-face, that heart-to-heart, that mouth-to-mouth experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You must contact him. The Bible says, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. This is surely a day of trouble for you now, isn't it? So in your deep distress, and with such an eternity facing you, you need the Lord Jesus Christ. He's able to deliver you, and he's willing to save you, even you. But you must call upon him. Call in words like these, Lord Jesus, I have ignored thee all my life like an ungrateful wretch when thou didst die for my sins. But now I'm at the end of my rope, lost and in despair. I have no one to help me. Lord Jesus, in thy great mercy, save me and reveal thyself to me so I can know thee as my Lord and my Savior. And so I will glorify thee and serve thee. Lord Jesus, please save me. I'm lost. That cry will not be in vain, for he has promised, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.